Get ready for a legal showdown that could redefine how AI models are trained, as a major class action lawsuit just dropped, accusing Meta and Mark Zuckerberg himself of authorizing massive copyright infringement. This isn't just about data, it's about the very foundations of large language models and who owns the content they learn from. The implications could ripple across the entire AI industry, forcing developers to rethink their training data strategies. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Sunday, May 10th, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from the legal front, where five major publishers have filed a class action lawsuit against Meta AI and its CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, according to videomaker.com. The suit alleges that Meta's Llama models were trained using pirated copyrighted works and, crucially, that Zuckerberg personally authorized this infringement. This legal challenge isn't just a minor skirmish, it's a direct assault on the data acquisition practices that underpin many of today's most powerful AI systems. The publishers are seeking significant damages and potentially an injunction that could impact the future development and deployment of Meta's AI offerings. This case highlights the escalating tensions between content creators and AI developers over intellectual property rights, a debate that has been simmering for years and is now boiling over in the courts. Shifting gears to government oversight, a significant development in AI safety and transparency was announced this week. According to WLFI.com, tech giants Microsoft, Google, and xAI have agreed to allow the U.S. government to test unreleased versions of their advanced AI models. This proactive measure, announced by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, aims to identify and mitigate potential cybersecurity threats before these powerful models are deployed to the public. The move signals a growing collaboration between leading AI developers and government bodies, recognizing the critical need for robust security protocols in an increasingly AI-driven world. This initiative is a step towards building greater trust and ensuring the responsible development of cutting-edge artificial intelligence.
In a related development, the White House is actively exploring options for vetting AI models before their public release, a move that has sparked considerable discussion within the tech industry. According to TheHill.com, the Trump administration is rethinking its approach to AI safety, considering a more proactive stance on regulation as new and more powerful models emerge. This exploration into AI oversight, as blog.dinosage.com reports, aims to balance the immense potential of AI with the necessity of managing its inherent risks. While the debate around AI regulation in the U.S. has historically swung between fostering innovation and implementing protective measures, these current discussions point towards a more direct governmental involvement in pre-release model assessments.
Meanwhile, the smart glasses landscape is heating up, with new details emerging from Google I/O 2026, as reported by geekygadgets.com. Beyond the general reveal of new XR glasses, the event highlighted specific advancements, including Project Aura and significant Android XR updates. What's particularly interesting is the confirmed involvement of new AR hardware from key players like Samsung and Xreal, signaling a broader ecosystem play beyond Google's own devices. This multi-vendor approach, leveraging the Android XR platform, suggests a concerted effort to accelerate mainstream adoption of augmented reality eyewear. These developments indicate a strategic push to integrate AI-powered visual computing into daily life through a diverse range of hardware options. In a quick hit from the e-commerce world, Alibaba is set to integrate its Quen AI platform directly into its massive online marketplace, Taobao. Reuters reports that this move aims to revolutionize the shopping experience, shifting from traditional keyword searches to more intuitive, conversational interactions. This agentic shopping approach could fundamentally change how millions of users discover and purchase products, making the process more personalized and efficient.
Before I let you go, keep a close eye on the ongoing discussions around AI regulation, particularly the White House's potential move towards pre-release vetting of AI models. This could set a precedent for how future AI development is governed globally. Also, watch the Meta lawsuit carefully. Its outcome could significantly influence how AI companies approach data acquisition and intellectual property rights moving forward. That is TSL, bite-sized, for Sunday, May 10th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.